Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello and welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Let's go through your Thursday game. The Roosters taking on the Melbourne Storm for round 7 to kick off. Round 7. I can't believe we're already up to round 7 as well. The year has gone very, very fast. The season is moving very, very quickly, just like it did last year. Obviously, the Roosters, they are still missing Sam Walker. He is in the reserves in jersey number 22. I don't imagine he'll be a late in into this side. I imagine that Connor Watson will play in that number 6 jersey come game time. Obviously, Sam Walker, yes, James Tedesco also has a history of concussions, but Sam Walker has had 2 in a row now. It's been 2 in a row for Sammy Walker, obviously, in a game, obviously, against the Dogs just recently, where he had to sit out for the Knights game, and then the game before that as well, he got cleaned up as well, and then obviously got sent off for a HIA, which he failed. The Roosters challenged that HIA for him to play in that Bulldogs game. So he's had 2 concussions pretty much in a row now. The Roosters, I think, just monitoring him. Obviously, they've got a few players in that side who also suffer from concussion quite regularly as well, like your Luke Keary's, like your James Tedesco's. There's a few guys in that side that have suffered from concussion quite regularly, so they are going to be a little bit more careful with Sam Walker, considering it is, you know, 2 times in a row now. So he'll sit in jersey number 22. Also not playing in New South Wales Cup. They are going to rest him for this week. I imagine he'll come back in round 8. But let's focus on this game, though. The Roosters taking on the Melbourne Storm. Tupanua also out with an injury, which means that Egan Butcher keeps his spot on the bench. Nafau White comes onto the bench, I believe, as well, which is a big in for the Roosters. He's so good for them. He provides a lot of impact off the bench. I think him and Terrell May will have great impact in this game against the Melbourne Storm. As for the Melbourne Storm, they are getting back Nelson into this side, which is absolutely huge there through the middle. They also get back Joe Chan, and if you remember from a few weeks ago before he got injured, Joe Chan was unbelievable on that left-hand side for the Melbourne Storm. He was great. He built a great combination with Ryan Pappenhausen, giving that inside ball for that nice spread play where they obviously pass it out to the back row. The back row gives the inside ball to the fullback, being Ryan Pappenhausen. He's built a great combination with him. He's also looked really good in attack. Every time he's run the ball, he's looked extremely dangerous, and he's got a few other layers to his game we haven't seen yet. Obviously, I think played a few games at centre too last year for that Burley Tigers, or whatever it's called, that reserve grade side that went up against the Rabbitohs in the grand final. Obviously played a few games at centre for them throughout the year, but he's mainly a back rower. But he has got a few other layers to his game that we haven't seen yet. So excited to see what he can bring off the bench. Obviously, in his debut, played quite good in the middle of the field. So if he comes on in that role, I imagine he will do a job as well. But let's get into the team list for the Roosters. We've got James Tedesco at fullback. We've got Daniel Tupou and Joseph Suaalii on the wings. Michael Jennings and Joseph Manu in the centres. We've got Connor Watson and Luke Keary in the halves. Jared Warrior Hargraves and Lindsay Collins in the front row. Brandon Smith at 9. We've got Nat Butcher and Angus Crichton in the back row. Victor Radley at 13. Zach Docker-Clay, Nafau White, Egan Butcher and Terrell May on the bench. As for the Melbourne Storm, we've got Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback. Will Warbrick and Xavier Coates on the wings. Remus Smith and Nick Meaney in the centres. We've got Cam Munster and Jerome Hughes in the halves. Nelson Asofa-Solomona and Josh King in the front row. Harry Grant at 9. Sean Bloor, Alicia Gartoa in the back row with Trent Liero at 13. Tyron Wishart, Christian Welsh, Joe Chan and Alec McDonald on the bench. Alec McDonald coming in for Tepai Moroa, who obviously drops out of the 17. I'm excited for this game. I'm excited to see what both of these sides can bring. Obviously, there's a lot of stats going with both sides for this one as well. Roosters at home after a big win against the Newcastle Knights last week. However, I'm probably going to go with the Melbourne Storm here. Obviously, getting Nelson back into this team. They're also getting Joe Chan back into the side, as we mentioned before. I think that that's going to give them a lot of momentum through the middle of the park. Cameron Munster getting back into his work as well. We spoke about it on BTFU. I think that Melbourne are just going to be a little bit too strong here for the Roosters. They also have won 8 of their past 9 games against the Sydney Roosters as well. So Melbourne have a bit of a record against the Roosters. I'm probably going to swing that way. I'm going to go with the Melbourne Storm in this one. As I said, it is going to be that really hectic forward battle. Josh King, with his defensive efforts, have been outstanding, and obviously still being a link man there, even though in the front row. You know, the way that he runs the footy as well. He's been really, really good and probably one of the unsung heroes in this Melbourne Storm outfit. Him and Nelson starting in the front row, it's just so, so hectic. I think that this is going to be a really tough physical game. There's going to be a lot of feeling in this one too. Jarrod against Nelson. Lindsay Collins, who has been very up and down with his form over the past few weeks as well. He's got something to prove here against the Melbourne Storm. Going up against Josh King there. In this forward battle, I think it's going to be very interesting. There's also a bit of a 9 battle. Brandon Smith going up against his former club, but also going up against his former teammate and Harry Grant. That hooker battle is going to be interesting as well. Brandon Smith coming off one of his better weeks as a Rooster last week against the Newcastle Knights as well. Then you've obviously got Nat Butcher, the tackle bot there on that right-hand side. He'll be running up against Sean Blaw. Either Sean Blaw or Joe Chan, depending on how they want to structure their team, or if you know Sean Blaw does move back to the bench before kickoff. But if you think that if you're going to go with a try scorer as a back rower, if you want a bit of value in a back rower for the Melbourne Storm to score a try, you probably have to go the way of Ali Katoa rather than Sean Blaw, because Nat Butcher is just an absolute defensive tackle bot. He's just going to tackle anything in his path. He doesn't run, but it'll tackle the fuck out of anything that comes his way. So I probably wouldn't go the way of a Melbourne left-back rower. I'd probably go with Ali Katoa if you're looking for a try scorer in that market. And then the 13 battle as well. It's going to be really, really hot. Victor Radley, obviously coming off a massive past 2 weeks. He's been great to start the year, to be honest. And so unfortunate he can't play Origin, because he'd definitely be in the discussion if he could for me. He's been unreal to start the year, Victor Radley. Going up against Trent Liero, who we had our concerns about in that 13 jersey. He's slowly come into the year. He's looked better and better with each game. I think that he'll be putting up a real fight against Victor Radley, one of the more in-form lock forwards in the game at the moment. I think Victor Radley's going to have a target on him too, Trent Liero being one of the smaller guys in the middle. So, yeah, as I said, this is going to be a really tough physical game. These 14s are going to have so much impact though, providing a lot of go forward through the middle, especially if Tyron Wishart comes in that middle role like he did last week. They're going to get a lot of speed through the middle of the park. Melbourne are just going to play off the momentum they get from their middles. If they get a lot of momentum through Nelson and Josh King, Munster looking much better, obviously succumbing from that groin injury. Jerome Hughes loves momentum in his kicking game, as we've spoken about week on week. It has just improved drastically. He's going to feed off this momentum too. His kicking game is going to be great. You've also got Papi at the back, who has a great combination with his back rowers. Obviously, that play where they spread to the short side and then give him the inside ball. He's also got really solid combinations on his edges, particularly on that left-hand side. He loves roaming down there with Xavier Coates. So, again, if you're going for try scorers here, I'd probably lean towards Xavier Coates. I think he's going to get a lot more of the pill, especially in their attacking sets, than Will Warbrick will. But then again, everything that we've just said about the Melbourne Storm, we can say about the Sydney Roosters as well. Manu's going to be getting a lot of ball as well in this game, particularly after a massive week last week. I imagine he's going to have a little bit of a roaming license in this game. Tedesco back in this side, he started the year very well. I imagine he's going to have a big one in this one, knowing that Melbourne are going to be up for this fight, especially with the Roosters at home. Melbourne are going to want to make a statement here. Obviously, Michael Jennings is a little bit concerning for me. He'll be defending now on the opposite edge. He's going to be moving over to that left-hand side, with Manu coming back into the centres. Manu goes to right centre with Suwali on the right wing. Michael Jennings will be defending on the left-hand side with Daniel Tupou. That's going to be a little bit of a concern. If you're going to go for a right centre, it's the perfect week for me to go for Remus Smith as an anytime try scorer if Remus Smith is on that right-hand side with Will Warbrick and Nick Meaney is on that left-hand side. But it depends how Melbourne put their backline together this week. Connor Watson with his running game too has been great over the past few weeks. Expect him to get a lot of pill down that right-hand side. Again, Manu, Suwali, these sort of guys, I'd love to put a bit of money on them to score a try. I think Connor Watson is going to be setting up a lot of opportunities on that right-hand side. And I think Brandon Smith, just you know, watching him last week, the opportunities that he set up for his outside men as well, I think that he will be setting up a lot of opportunities on the edges, and particularly for back rowers. Now, in our trifecta this week, our try scorer bingo, we have chucked in Angus Crichton. I think there's so much value in Angus Crichton this week. Luke Keary down that left-hand side, the combination he's building with Angus Crichton, if there's any week where that comes off, I think it comes off this week. Angus Crichton, Eli Katoa, this back row battle is going to be unreal, and I think both of these guys have a lot of value behind them to score tries. I'd probably go with Angus Crichton to put a bit of value in your multis. I think that, as I said, this combo with Luke Keary is so dangerous, and you know he's obviously been killing it off those short balls off Luke Keary for the past few weeks now. Angus Crichton has been in some pretty terrific form. Some would say getting back to his origin form as well, but I'm not sure if he's at that level yet. So, who wins this game? We spoke about it. The Melbourne Storm, for me, win this one. They've got the record, 8 wins in 9 games over the Sydney Roosters. So, I think that Melbourne win. I think Melbourne cover the line too. If you're going to bet at the line here, I think that Melbourne cover the line, as we've said, on Crossbet. If we go into the same game multi-feature on Crossbet, by the way, if you don't have the Crossbet app yet, make sure to download the Crossbet app. Put on our bets from the BTFU Hub this week. We've got plenty of bets in the BTFU Hub, so make sure to get around it this Thursday. I think it will be live by the time this podcast comes out, so make sure you download the Crossbet app. One click, you can put on mine, Mace's, or Darce's bet. Obviously, Darcy got up last week. I'm thinking I'm going to get up as well. My bet's a lot more simple this week, and I think that it has a lot of chance to get up. So if you want to follow us, make sure to download the Crossbet app. You get straight into the BTFU Hub, and you can put our multis on in one click. It is so easy. And if you're going to have a punt with anyone, do it with Crossbet. Now, you go to the same game multi-feature under the Roosters and Melbourne Storm game. You pick the Melbourne Storm to win. Anytime try scorers for me, we talked about it for the Melbourne Storm. Who do we think is going to score a try here? Xavier Coates on that left-hand side, getting a lot of pill from your Ryan Papenhuyzens, your Nick Meanies. I think that a lot of ball is going to go down that left-hand side, particularly with Munster in a lot better form of late. So Xavier Coates to score a try. And then you also chuck in there Angus Crichton from our try scorer bingo. Angus Crichton with Xavier Coates to score a try with the Melbourne Storm to win. It is $17. You're not going to find that value anywhere else other than Crossbet. Download the Crossbet app. Make sure to gamble responsibly, but most importantly, set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.